Gail wants to know, can you actually cook food in space? What's an astronaut diet like?
They've got better and better. Essentially, you are heating up components of food. So they're still heating up things in an enclosed environment. And almost everything. So the things you miss, I think, from what I can gather from astronauts now, I mean, taste is affected. The same way if you're in a pressurized environment on an aircraft, things don't taste the same. So they do tend to prefer spicier foods. They've also got to gel together because crumbs are a real problem. So you don't want, you know, crumbs of your food getting into a crucial instrument.
So
this
Earth,
actually happened on a mission in the 1960s, one of the Gemini missions. So before the Apollo missions that went to the moon, John Young smuggled up a corned beef sandwich in his capsule, which is all a great joke and everything, until crumbs started getting into the instrumentation.
What happened?
Well, it was fine, but it might not have been. So, I mean, you know, as a result of taking up a sandwich with crumbs in, it could have been a real problem.
Which, you know, appeals to me, because I like dunking. And that's a big problem, because if you over-dunk and then your biscuit goes flop, you've got an issue with your tea, haven't you? Whereas in space, I could dunk with impunity, couldn't I? Well, for much longer, potentially.
Yeah, but you'd have to do that within a bag, because you can't obviously have a cup of tea.
Well, you could, as long as you didn't accelerate the fluid, it would stay in the cup, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, try doing that. Try lifting up a cup of tea without accelerating the fluid. So you lift up a cup of tea, your tea comes out.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. So it just floats around you. So yeah, it's the sealed environment. So for obvious reasons, there's no deep fat fryer on the space station. It's more a question of heating up things, but heating up components of meals. So they can put together a meal. They could heat up, for example, a stew and then heat up some bread or have some pasta and a sauce. So it's kind of pulling the components together. There is also a coffee maker on the space station, so there is espresso coffee.
I never thought I would learn about corned beef sandwiches on The Naked Scientist, so thanks very much for that, Richard. Absolutely brilliant.